Estevan, local teacher, writer and producer James Dobos brought his storytelling to life at the Estevan Public Library on February 1st, as he read from his debut novel Joey Maloney and the Badger Lake Adventure, 2022, and shared an exclusive preview of its upcoming sequel. The event attracted about 20 attendees, including children and adults, who listened as Dobos introduced his mid-grade fiction series. The books follow Joey Maloney, a young protagonist navigating mystery and adventure while making a difference in his community. Dobos, who teaches at the Estevan Comprehensive School, discussed his writing journey, revealing that his first book took nearly 8 years to complete. He shared insights into the self-publishing process, explaining the role of writing consultants and the challenges of independent book distribution. He also touched on his background in student leadership, which inspired themes of teamwork and initiative in his stories. "I started this book project in about 2015, working on and off on it, and I published it originally in 2022. Today, it's my Western Canada launch of the book." Originally from Ontario, Dobos first promoted his book in Eastern Canada before shifting his focus westward. The book is targeted at middle grade readers, specifically students in grades 4 to 6. "The editor I was working with at the time made the point that you have to pick who your audience is going to be when you're writing," he said. "So, from that recommendation, I narrowed it down to, okay, this is going to be middle grade fiction." Reflecting on writing for this age group, Dobos noted how important it was to update the book to reflect modern technology. "The first couple drafts of the book that I've written didn't have a lot of technology," he said. "So, I had to go back and revise, thinking about what would a student today be interested in." Dobos is currently nearing completion of a second book with about 4 or 5 chapters remaining to write. Unlike his first book, which was self-published, Dobos hopes to secure a literary agent for his second release. "I'm going to try and submit this to a writing agent again and see," he said. "I did try that with the first one and it's just really hard because there aren't that many in Canada." If a traditional publishing deal does not come through, Dobos is open to self-publishing again, he said. He expressed gratitude for the local support he has received. "To see the enthusiasm from people in the room today, I really appreciate that," he said. During the reading, attendees heard passages from both the first novel and its forthcoming sequel. This new installment shifts from school-based mystery to an adventure-driven narrative, following Joey and his friends on a quest for a hidden castle. After the reading, Dobos answered questions about his creative process and the local connections influencing his work. He also invited young readers to participate in a bookmark-making activity. Copies of his book were available for purchase, and attendees expressed enthusiasm for the next chapter in Joey Maloney's story. Dobos also hinted at a third book in the series, suggesting it will take Joey's adventures beyond Badger Lake.